You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
It's not good for our national security, and it's not good for our military.
This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website Tizzible. Get Tizzible.
There are promising results from 2 new studies on CPR and defibrillators. Dr. Venu Menon with the Cleveland Clinic says the research shows bystanders who get involved quickly when someone suffers sudden cardiac arrest can improve the outcome.
The individual in the public starts CPR, and then the EMS comes along and then performs defibrillation. They do far better than when the EMS comes first and does CPR and defibrillation. The difference there is time.
Researchers in Japan studied nearly 168,000 people who suffered cardiac arrest outside of the hospital. Results show those who received chest compressions or defibrillation from a bystander until first responders arrived had better odds of survival and improved neurological outcomes. A second study at Duke University yielded similar results. Dr. Menon encourages everyone to take a CPR class or at least learn the basics.
We should continue to encourage and also educate our public so that more and more prompt bystander CPR is done.
McDonald's may start offering breakfast all day come October. That's according to a memo obtained by the Wall Street Journal that was sent to McDonald's restaurants and employees yesterday. The memo said recent all-day breakfast tests in San Diego and Nashville have been encouraging. The company task force studying the idea said local restaurants need to be ready for the possible launch of all-day breakfast before the end of the year. In a statement, McDonald's said serving all-day breakfast is likely the number one request they hear from customers. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News. USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Texas authorities are releasing the dash cam video of a tense confrontation between a state trooper and a Chicago area woman who later died in jail.
Step out of the car.
You do not have the right to do that.
I do have the right. Now step out or I will remove you.
I refuse to talk to you until I identify myself.
I'll go like this and you tell me.
I am getting removed for a failure.
Step out. Or I will remove you. I'm giving you a lawful order.
Video footage of the incident was released yesterday and shows Sandra Bland get out of her car after the trooper threatens to drag her out. Her death was originally classified as a suicide, but is now being treated like a murder investigation. Ohio Governor John Kasich is in the race for the White House. The Ohio Republican officially launched his campaign Tuesday with a speech at his alma mater, Ohio State University. Citing his experience as a state senator, congressman, and two-term governor, Kasich boasted about his history of overcoming seemingly impossible odds to get things done. This is USA Headline News.
And good morning, and welcome to another edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I am here as I am each Wednesday at 10 o'clock or 10:04 or 10:05 in the morning and bring you great guests, tips, and ideas on everything related to your home, fashion, and design. This morning, my guest is the lovely Patty of
Flowers by the River.
Patty, say good morning to our guests.
Good morning. Patty Beerworth from Flowers by the River in Califon, New Jersey.
And right of those of you who don't know Patty, she is a personal friend, but an unbelievable florist. I was brought to her attention by someone that I had worked with at one point, and her work is exquisite. So, Patty, why don't you tell us how you got involved with flowers? Flowers are so much a part of a home and what makes a home so special, especially on special occasions.
Yes.
Where did the origin of flowers happen with you?
I've always been an avid gardener.
Okay.
So, love that. Did a lot of work for my church, floral design work for the altar and so forth, and didn't really work in a florist.
Oh, you didn't?
Until I happened to look in an ad in the paper, which I never really do, and there was big bold letters, floral designer needed, experience necessary.
So it was meant to be.
I guess so. My grandmother was a florist.
Oh, she was.
My grandfather came over from Ireland, and he was a landscaper for Charms Candy.
Oh, wow.
So, yes.
So you do have that in your blood. You have that in your background.
I have it in my blood, yes.
And you probably developed an early appreciation for flowers because you had that beauty around you.
I loved it. My background was art, so right. I love composition, color, and so forth.
So you saw an ad for a floral designer, and because you really weren't a floral designer, were you intimidated about even going on an interview?
No, not at all. When
really?
I walked in there, it was really quite comfortable.
Okay. And where was that?
In Califon, the
okay.
same place,
right.
but it was a different floral shop.
What was it called before?
It was called Country Flowers.
Country Flowers.
Antiques and Gifts. And she was more of an antique artist, so to speak.
Okay, and that also had flowers.
So I brought my painting portfolio.
Okay.
And that really intrigued her.
Okay.
Because she thought, well, I love antiques and I will, you know, maybe you can paint when we're not busy.
Oh, I didn't realize that you painted.
Yes.
Well, that's another show, isn't it?
So that's how it began.
It just was meant to be, I guess.
Yeah.
So tell me about who comes to you mostly for flowers. Is it? I mean, flowers are for so many different occasions.
Yes.
And I think for me personally, whether, you know, we have a good money week or a bad money week, one of the things I always treat myself is I like some fresh flowers in
yes.
the house all the time. In seasons, of course, it's nice to take them from your garden, whether it just be some fern leaves that you put in a vase.
And I still do that.
Right. And things that are a little bit, you know, outside the box or unusual or seasonal flowers. But even in the wintertime and the doldrums of winter, sometimes when you put all the Christmas stuff away, there's that ugliness. I always want to put flowers as soon as I can. As soon as I see primrose out, I want to put it in, you know, just things that transition through the seasons
right.
and mark the passing of
right.
time. So how about with you with that?
The same thing. Even, you know, speaking of Christmas, amaryllis, if I get
beautiful.
That,
yeah.
I try to get it in pink, white, green, so forth, so that after Christmas, January comes and people want a little bit more color besides red.
Exactly.
In their house.
How do the seasons work as far as flowers are concerned? I guess let's start with January. So somebody that has events in January, I think it's probably somewhat predicated by that the fact that we live in New Jersey and there
That's
are these
right.
changes of season where in other places there aren't such a severe change in temperature. So if you have somebody that comes to you and they're doing a January wedding, like what would you kind of throw out there as colors or something that's reminiscent of January? Is it winter? Is it blues? Is it ice? Like, what do you come up with? Because there's such creativity. To me, there's such a connection with interior design and what I do, and with floral design and what you do, because I think there's a synergy there. We're creating a mood through colors and texture.
Exactly.
And so on.
Right.
So what would you do in January?
In January, I've had a few weddings in January.
Right.
Most of them do want to go with white, icy,
okay,
sort of thing. But I did a Scottish wedding last year.
You did?
And that was, I got this beautiful big blue thistle.
Okay.
We went with whites and we used tartan from their family.
Oh, so sounds
the
pretty.
Tartans were, you know, a big part of the design.
Right.
But you're right. It is something that works with floral design.
Right.
Floral design works with home decor.
Right, with decorating.
Right,
well, I agree.
I like to create something that can be reused.
Oh, absolutely.
Somebody can take home a lantern,
right,
and they can put it in their house and reuse it over
and
over
I think
again.
Particularly that transition, I have a blog that I do called The Color Guru. One of the posts I always like to post in the beginning of January, I should say, after the Christmas holidays are over, is that doesn't mean when you put everything away, it's just so drab. Like, create something new. Create a next focus. So I do think January is sort of a critical month. Put branches out. Put white candles and little votives out. You have such great ideas. What are some other pretty
plants
January?
Plants are a big... That's probably one of the biggest months that I sell the most plants.
For plants.
Yes.
Okay, that's very
people,
interesting.
The trees down, there's that bare spot, and
yeah,
people want to fill up.
Fill up that, because it
right.
looks so empty, doesn't it?
Yes.
It didn't look empty before,
yes,
but somehow afterwards
there's
it
something
looks...
nice about that clean feel, too, of getting
right.
things put away, and then starting over again with fresh new plants.
Right, with rebirth
right.
and so on. Oh, I agree. Now, of course, then that's our January month. Our February month is, of course, Valentine's Day from February 1st until the end of the month, right? So does everybody come to you, they say, want something red?
For the most part, in February, yes, for Valentine's Day. But not necessarily the whole month.
Okay.
People don't really want to do red. People are trying to get away from that a little bit more, and we help them with that. You know,
so if you
pinks and...
some other colors
nicely, yes,
in February and so
yes.
on. And then as we transition into March, what's a good March flower? Let's say, and it doesn't have to be a wedding. It could be a birthday party. It could be an event, or just you want to give a wonderful gift at your anniversary. What's a March type thing?
The daffodils are generally a March flower, and you'll see even in Europe, daffodil month is March.
It's March. You
yes,
see, now I think it might be April, but it actually is March.
No, it's March, and people really want yellow.
Yellow.
They want to bring more sunshine. They've been through winter.
Right.
Like, please, you know.
Right. Well, I always sort of probably like to boil it down when I have my guests here, because what you do is so involved and specific and so on. But I always visualize that, you know, January is sort of winter whites with maybe the blues, and so February is red. March would probably sort of yellow. Do you do a lot of, are people doing a lot of like spring plants also in March? Are you doing stuff like, I don't know, some of those, the early flowers like crocus and stuff like that,
yes,
in pots,
yes,
and stuff like that.
Yes, we'll do little bulb gardens.
Right.
And they sell all the time, not just for Easter.
Exactly.
Or Mother's Day.
Tell me about like forcing bulbs and things of that nature. Sometimes in the past couple of years, my dad unfortunately is in a nursing home, and I always like to bring him something that's alive plant besides something to eat or something to look at when I'm gone, that there's something there to look at. So for the past couple of years, I've been getting these containers, and I don't know if they're there's some sort of a gimmick or not, but they're like a glass container, and there's these bulbs in them, and they sort of, there's a bunch of bulbs in them, and they guarantee that the bulbs are going to go on. They're in they're in water, of course, and there's a sort of a process that when the bulbs, original bulbs die, the next set of bulbs come out. Is that sort of fiction, if you will? Is that sort of just sort of a come on?
So you're saying this glass container has...
It's a glass container of multiple bulbs, mm-hmm, in them. And then the first bulbs do their thing, and then when they die down, then there's a second one, and then there's
different
a third one.
Different species of flowers?
Correct, with
right,
different times.
Right, and that can, you know, can happen.
Do you need a certain amount of light for that to happen? Does that create some sort of, I don't know, photosynthesis or some sort of...
I like to give it light to begin with.
Okay.
But then if you want it to last longer, take it away from the light, keep
it in a
cooler spot.
Will it burn it out?
It'll just grow faster, lengthen it.
Right, lengthen the process.
Take
so
it out of
that,
the light.
In fact, can work.
And bulbs do take different times to
sure
bloom, so yes, it can work.
Sure.
You know that they... okay. little different times.
Patty, we're coming up to our first set of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. My guest today happens to be Patty Beerworth. She owns Flowers by the River in Califon, New Jersey, an absolutely beautiful flower shop. Not just the shop being beautiful, but what Patty does. I think she brings something to the table that I would have to say is a little bit more like New York or a little bit more sophistication in flowers. I think we've all seen a lot of bad flower combinations in some of the supermarkets, and just frankly, some of the florists that just haven't changed with the times. I think one of the things that you stand out of doing is putting things together that are really like art, really things that are different. And, you know, flowers are an expense. Let's face it, flowers are an expense. And if you're going to go through the trouble to make a statement with flowers, you want to make a statement with flowers. You don't want to have something go on the table and go, oh, there's flowers. You want to go something, wow, who did that? That's really special, and so on. So if you're just tuning into us at this part of the program, again, my guest today is Patty Beerworth, and we're talking about flowers for your home, how flowers can improve your home, and seasonally how you can celebrate the seasons with different colors of flowers and different things. So we were up to sort of spring, and I guess maybe we're up to April right now. What's popular in the month of April? Whether it be just for bringing flowers home to the house, is there something that's sort of indigenous to April?
Anything is popular in April.
Okay.
Yes, you have an abundance of flowers available. And,
right.
And some of the local product is available as well.
Exactly. One of the things that I like for April is branches. I love the beauty. When I start to, I kind of look to nature for even inspiration in what I do as an interior designer, whether it be paint colors or... But when that season first starts to change from winter to spring and you see the branches, just getting those first couple of leaves on them and you see the early colors and then April comes and you see that sort of grow a little bit. To me, April is reminiscent of new growth and springtime. And I love cherry blossoms and apple blossoms and very tall branches. Right. I love that look.
I do too. Don't wait until April.
No, because it's
bring them in January.
Wow.
Cut them and force them just like you would your bulbs.
Now, what do you do to force a branch?
Water.
It's
just the warmth.
It's the warmth
really
that forces
warmth
them?
Yes, I've done dogwood,
right.
Cherry, peach.
Right.
Forsythia is a big one. That one's so easy to do.
Right, but right.
Sometimes if you're going to go away.
Right.
Put them in some water, and when you come back, it's like, wow, spring's here.
Spring's here, yeah. I did, one year I did, the neighbors take turns doing St. Patrick's Day, and we did St. Patrick's Day, and I said, you know what, I want to do St. Patrick's Day, and obviously do the greens and so on, but I went out and I got some branches from just some local trees that were just starting to bud, and I put them in warm water and so on, and that day the table and the sideboard had these beautiful tall branches, and it really was very festive looking.
Even without the bud, you know, or as the buds are
starting,
because that gives you that anticipation of
what's going to be.
And to me is almost more exciting than seeing it in full bloom.
It's actually quite beautiful,
yes.
Isn't it? So then we get into May, and now we're starting to get into wedding season and all the things that go along with graduations, Mother's Day,
yes.
And so on. What are you doing a lot of, and what's easy for you to get at that time of year? Also?
Almost anything.
Are there certain, is May hydrangea, is May, what would you say May would be?
Or you do see a lot of? I wouldn't say it's any particular flower at all. You know, people like to see something different, and that's the one thing about the design work. I don't, you know, that I feel sets me apart.
Right, that you create something that's unusual.
I want to throw in some little focus there that says, wow, that I've never seen that before.
Right. I like mixing elements, too. I like when you, and one of the things you do good at is you'll mix, like, fruit with flowers and unusual elements with flowers. And I love that because that does set apart. But when I think of Mother's Day, I do think of pink, and I don't know why.
Well, that is pinks, lavenders.
And, yeah, yes. It's a signature.
It always will. Mom is pink.
Pink,
right?
And then we get into June, and then June is fall weddings are very popular, too.
I'm loaded with fall weddings this year.
Is June still, though, the most popular month, you think,
not
for weddings?
Not really, no. I've been finding more. I had a lot in June.
Right.
But September and October this year, they're overlapping. People, you know, I'll have a couple on a weekend.
I think out in the west, out in Hunterdon County and the west part of the state, it is particularly beautiful in the fall here, don't you think?
It is.
And color combinations and so on.
Unfortunately, a lot of people like to have outside weddings because of that.
Right.
As long as the weather holds, but when it doesn't, you know.
Yeah, then that's a problem.
Not so good.
Yeah. I always say, what do they say? Hope for the best, but plan for the worst.
That's right.
And that's true, and you have to have an equally lovely indoor venue in case that happens.
Yeah, but I've had plenty of weddings where they didn't plan for the worst, and they lucked out. They're wiping chairs down outside, no tent.
Right. Oh, my God, and somehow it actually happens.
And somehow it happens, yes.
Exactly. So now we get into sort of July, August, summer, where we are right now. I would imagine, as in most businesses, probably people are beach, so on, maybe less attention to flowers or...
True, which is why I'm able to be
here today.
On your
thank
broadcast
you.
today. July and August are generally slower in the floral.
And even decorating everything because people are taking their vacation, that people have kids at home. And then I guess Labor Day hits and then all the fall weddings start.
And then comes,
And fall, now we have this new, beautiful, wonderful palette to work with. What are some of the things that you like to work with for fall?
Fall, don't necessarily stick with the flowers.
Right.
Stick with what comes after the flowers.
Oh, sure.
So a flower will bloom.
Right.
And when it's done, it'll set off. Pods,
right,
or rose hips, or something that is that was part of the flower, but now has a totally different look to it.
Which I agree to you is even with you is that's even more interesting.
I think so too.
And I love
that
texture
you know, the colors.
I was at a wedding, I guess, 2 years ago, and I guess the woman kind of wanted fall colors, and in the last minute she wasn't happy with it, and I said, "This is way out on the island, not near you." And I said, why don't you throw some purple in with the fall colors? And boy, did that turn out beautiful.
Yeah. Purple, fuchsia.
Purples
anything
and oranges.
So that it's not that deep, dark fall.
Right. But that purple mixed with the fall tones, really, like it was like a jewel box. It was really beautiful.
They're complementary colors.
They're really good.
And oranges.
So I love purple and orange together. In fact, when I wanted to ask you about this too, because I'm always looking to, when I change my pots over in the front of the house, I like to. They say you can do pansies in the fall also because they're hardy.
There are some winter survivors, they call them.
Right. But I wanted to do. I saw someone in a pot did orange pansies. Boy, did that look good for fall!
Orange and purple pansies, or the violas.
Right.
Really sweet.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. So, seed pods, things of that nature. Do you use natural elements, things like acorns and stuff?
Yes, I'll put acorns on it. You know, to poke it in. Gourds and little pumpkins, fruit, peppers.
I think gourds are absolutely beautiful. In fact, accidentally, I guess I had gourds in my yard, and I guess one of them, or maybe the deer picked at one of them, so the seeds came out, unbeknownst to me, and then in the springtime, I took a look, and there was this plant that looked like a zucchini plant growing in my yard with a vine. So I thought, that's strange. I guess it was a zucchini plant from the previous year. And the fall came, and all of a sudden I have this beautiful gourds growing.
Cinderella, right?
It was unbelievable. There's these gourds growing, and they were beautiful. They were really gorgeous. They were beautiful. I picked them, and I used them as my own gourds.
Good. I have them growing in my yard
now. Do you?
Ornamental gourds, yes.
And they're pretty hardy, actually.
They are. You do have to dry them. They will rot just like any piece of fruit.
If you could you take your existing gourds that you buy in the store and What do you hollow them out to dry them? How do you dry them?
Well, there were different gourds. There were some soft skin gourds and some harder. So the harder ones are the ones they use for birdhouses.
But you can dry your gourds?
Yes, you can.
And then you can reuse them?
And then you can, yeah. You'll see some that are shellacked.
Right.
Eventually they'll hollow out so that you know, kind of like an Easter egg blown out.
Yeah, no, exactly. But I was surprised at all my magic. And here you have gourds, and it's absolutely
beautiful.
They're prolific.
Yeah, they have no problems taking over.
Then we get into October, and I love baskets full of beautiful different gourds. Anything like that's new for fall that you're seeing for fall in general? That's not even a floral element. Anything that you've seen for fall that you like or?
Well, going with the pods or perhaps not your traditional floral, kale is a big one.
Oh, yes. Ornamental kale.
Still the organic look.
Right.
Cork, birch, twig.
Right.
People like that rustic but elegant look.
Elegant look, exactly. And then do you do a lot of, when November comes in, you do a lot of Thanksgiving table sideboards. Do people come to you as a florist for those type of things?
Yes. So. And I've gotten some. The long and low is not as popular as it was.
Okay.
Most people are going for a few down the table. And
right.
I have people, because I've done these birch logs.
Well, you also, one of the things you have to come to Patty for, and we get to the station breaking, I'm going to you to give your information and your phone number. You have great containers. In fact, I have one of your containers I have to give back to you, and I'm like, oh, do I have to give it back?
Yes.
Because you also do, what part of the whole experience with you is that you do create an unusual container. So go ahead, you were saying about hollowed out.
Right. So I have birch logs, I have cork logs, and people do bring them back to reuse them for the
nice
holidays.
People.
Yes.
People with integrity bring the containers back. I have one for you.
No, they bring them back to have them refilled.
Oh, okay.
Not right, necessarily to give them back.
No. We'll have to always put new flowers when we come back to that. So then, so for Thanksgiving, I do love tied wheat. I don't know if you do that a lot. I love the bundles of wheat. I love the stuff, again, that are floral, but they're not floral.
Yes.
So I don't know if you do
but
that a lot.
They're organic.
Right, they're organic.
There's something you can go out in the yard and pick and put together yourself, even.
I love to take wheat and twist it around, and I don't know exactly how you do that. I have a funny story with that. And then tie a really delicious, beautiful, like chocolate brown ribbon around each one and put them on the sideboard.
Mm-hmm.
One year I decided, because I had ornamental grasses in my yard and they had dried out and they were perfect and so on, and I tied them myself. I got the best ribbon. I did that. I went to take a shower and I came back. And they had exploded from the heat. And all over my table was like fuzz.
It was like tumbleweeds
all over everything. I had to start from scratch, take everything off the table. It was a disaster.
Yeah, you can do it.
That's why I go to Patty now, because I could never go through that again.
You can't have it too far along when you do it.
Oh, my God. It was hysterical.
They look great in the garden.
They did.
Really, yes. Then you bring them in. And that's why coolers are a big, why we keep flowers contained longer lasting. The cooler, the better.
Right. So a sideboard of maybe these tied wheat might be something nice and different. Maybe like mixing it with some like English brown and white transferware. Maybe nice containers that have some of those colors in them.
Right.
Beautiful gourds. You ever work with feathers? Do you do a lot of stuff with feathers?
Yes. And I have people in the Bedminster and Tewksbury area who are big hunters.
Oh wow!
And they bring me pheasant feathers. It's wonderful.
Pheasant feathers are absolutely beautiful, and to me very appropriate to fall and Thanksgiving and so on, and just of that timeliness.
Yeah.
And then of course we get into December and the holidays, and we're just about to go to our news break and weather, but when we come back I really want to talk about that, because one of the things I want to talk about that ties in to home fashions is Christmas and not decorating necessarily red and green traditional, but taking whatever your decor is and incorporating your decor colors with Christmas. Because don't you feel Christmas could be anything? Or the holidays. I shouldn't say Christmas.
Yes.
The holidays
copper
can be anything.
Copper tones.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Soft blues and silvers.
You don't have to use red and green.
And it looks so much better in your house.
Yes.
Okay, we're just about to come up to news and weather, and we'll be back more with Patty Beerworth from Flowers by the River.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Making his last appearance on Comedy Central's The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, President Obama talked everything from Iran, Donald Trump, and healthcare to Veterans Affairs and Mandatory Public Service. The back and forth was a bit strained when it came to Iran.
This is an adversary. They are anti-American, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic.
Obama called on Americans to make their opinions known about the landmark nuclear deal reached last week with the Islamic Republic. Donald Trump is planning to tour the U.S.-Mexico border this week. The billionaire real estate mogul's campaign staff says Trump will visit the border with U.S. Border Patrol agents, most likely on Thursday at Laredo, Texas. Trump has made illegal immigration a constant theme since beginning his campaign for the GOP nomination last month. Conservative lawmakers in the House and Senate are pushing for a vote by next week on a bill to protect religious organizations' tax-exempt status. The measure is called the First Amendment Defense Act, and it would block the federal government from taking action against an organization, whether nonprofit or for-profit, because the group supports only so-called traditional marriage. This is USA Headline News.
Do you have federal student loans? Would you like to lower your student loan payments or possibly have a portion of your loans forgiven? If you owe $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the government's income-based program, which means you could pay as little as $5 per month. If you're behind, late, or even if you're in default on your federal student loans, we can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment and cut your payments right away. Federal Student Loan Services provides student loan relief, getting you relief from your federal student loans fast. If you owe $10,000 or more on your student loan, call our established student aid toll-free assistance line right now at 800-669-0290. Once qualified, we can fix your student loan problems guaranteed, and there is no credit check. Call 800-669-0290, 800-669-0290 now. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-669-0290. Again, 800-669-0290.
Okay, and we are back with more of Modern Design and my guest, Patty Beerworth, from Flowers by the River in California, New Jersey. Let's take a quick look at the weather, which is going to be very nice for the next couple days, Patty. Today, the computer is telling me that it's sunny with a high of 85 degrees. We've lost some of that terrible humidity that we've been having, which is just unbearable. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 58 degrees, so a little bit cooler, which is nice. On Thursday, we're going to have sunny skies with a high of 83, and Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 59. So it looks like some of that humidity broke for a little bit.
Thank
because
God.
It's been
yes.
kind of a brutal. I don't think it's been such a terrific summer. Do you?
I think my gardens are lush.
Oh, great
they've
for
loved,
plants.
Yeah, yeah, they've loved the, they don't like this humidity, you know, or
right.
what we've had the last few days
right.
so much. But spring, we've had enough rain for
right.
everything
to flourish.
To really flourish, exactly.
Wonderful. So again, Patty, tell us where you're located and how they can reach you.
We are at 74 Main Street in Califon.
Beautiful right storefront.
On the river.
Right.
Across the street from the post office.
And a phone number?
908-832-9551.
Okay. And also, do you have a website?
I do.
Okay.
And it's flowersbytheriver.com.
Go take a look. She's got really beautiful and really unique
Facebook
things.
Facebook page, too.
Yeah, and a beautiful Facebook page as well. So before the commercial message, we were talking, Patty and I were talking about decorating your home for the holidays. And one of the things that I do as a interior designer and, you know, with the aid of somebody like Patty that's very talented with flowers, is I feel very strongly that when you have a look to a home, whether it be a Victorian home or a traditional home or a contemporary home, when you do your seasonal decorating, that should be very reflective of it.
I agree.
For example, if you have a contemporary house, I probably would do contemporary holiday decorations. And people would say, well, what is that? Well, I've done wreaths in contemporary houses that are white feathers on the outside of a house. I've done stuff that's very minimalist, silvers, or gone with the colors of the house, but the look is a little bit different. It's a little streamlined. It's a little clean. Do you agree with that philosophy?
Your branches have little clear glass
exactly.
reflecting ice.
Right, because you don't want to, you know, take a contemporary house that has clean lines. I have a house in particular that I'm thinking about, and Ringo's that I had been working on. And then bring in, you know, red and green and Santas. It just looks
yes.
absolutely ugly.
But it's done.
Right. Oh, it's
times.
Done many,
yes.
plenty of times. And I think that's yeah. a big miss in decorating.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, make that reflect, you know, maybe do simple, do all amaryllis and very simple contemporary containers in a succession.
And keep them white.
Right. And keep them white and do non-traditional, yeah. but the nice, you know, architectural elements. And that's
right.
a way to work with that. And also, I like to work with non-traditional Christmas colors. I did a house 2 years ago in Flemington, And she was very on board with doing non-traditional colors. So we did chocolate brown, we did celadon green and silver, which sounds really ugly. It was beautiful.
I'm sure.
It was beautiful.
That's a nice combination.
We did lemon leaves. We did things that were organic. Very much what you do. Very much your style and very much what you do.
Right.
Tell me what you like to work with in the holidays that are sort of non-traditional. I mean, everybody knows what the traditional stuff is, but you're so good about thinking outside the box, and that's why I use you and refer you, because you're good at thinking outside
Thank
the
you.
Box.
Well, to, you know, take a little fall and bring it into Christmas.
Oh, I like that also.
You know, you don't have to all of a sudden, fall stops, Thanksgiving, you know, and how many people, you know, by Thanksgiving midnight, their Christmas lights are turned on.
Exactly.
But there's so many beautiful fall pods.
Right.
They can be sprayed gold if you wanted.
Love that. Or a combination of some gold and some brown.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. No, leave some of that decor from Thanksgiving and bring it right into your Christmas and keep it organic.
Right.
And if you need to pull in that pop of traditional, you know, burgundy or red, you can do that with more organic
stuff.
And winterberry is a big
winterberries are beautiful. Wonderful. Tell everybody, yes. Not everybody knows what a winterberry looks like. In fact, you and I had a little a little conference. Now, that's sort of when we first met. Patty and I live somewhat near each other, and there was this beautiful tree. And the past couple of years, I think winterberries are just more beautiful than ever. I don't know what it is. So there was this tall bush, and the winterberries, of course, the deer had gotten to them on the bottom, but the top were just loaded with them, and I was grabbing them from my pieces, and one day I was told, oh, you got competition on that tree. There's some pretty lady with blonde hair on a ladder picking the winterberries.
Yeah.
Tell them what they look like.
No ladder involved.
Okay.
If I can't
reach embellish. This
the
is
ground.
Radio. Okay.
That's right.
Good.
Winterberry, think of, you know, some branches that have laterals coming out, and you've got these tiny pearl-sized berries.
Right.
Some are more laden, and the reason why they're so great the last couple of years is because the winters have been more harsh.
Oh, that's one of the reasons?
With almost any plant.
Right.
You know, the harsher the time, if it's threatened.
Right.
Its survival is threatened, it's going to reproduce more.
What they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, so that's kind of
exactly
true.
That's right, yes.
Because the other side being, I did lose a lot of plants, and I know you did, but I did lose a lot of plants because of the harsh winters the past 2 years.
Right, and then the ones you didn't lose
look awesome.
That's right.
Exactly. So I like to think that December is all-inclusive, because not everybody celebrates Christmas. We have all different sort of cultures. So it's nice to do things that, like you're saying, that are organic, that are just just inclusive of everyone.
And can take you through November, December, and into January.
Right, into the... Exactly. Any other color combinations or things that you see that inspire you? I'm always looking for things that inspire... I love mantelpieces. I think there's one of the prettiest things to do in December is a mantelpiece. I love to take old ornaments, the shiny brights, and reinvent them, make wreaths out of shiny bright ornaments and put them up. I love that pop of glass. I mean, sometimes I have people, some of my clients are a little bit older and they don't want to even get involved with a tree, but I could do something like take their old shiny brights, reinvent them as a wreath that goes on their mantle, do a couple of amaryllis from you, and we're good to go.
And even down the table.
Right.
You know, a big bowl, or just lay some of those, balls out with some organic elements.
Things that you're seeing as trends for holidays, anything that you're seeing that's new or trends? There's a berry, and I always wanted to use it. I have a friend that loves purple, and she has a lot of purple in her decor. And I thought, if I do her stuff this year, and I always do her tree, and purple looks really good on a Christmas tree. People think that it doesn't.
Yes.
I've done in the past a lot of purple and gold on Christmas trees, but I've even done now green and purple on a Christmas tree.
I love green and purple.
Oh, my God. That looks really beautiful.
Yes.
And I'm surprised on a tree how good it looks. You have to use a lighter green than the branches, because then you don't see it.
That's right.
But if you do like a celadon green and a purple, it really is gorgeous on a tree. But there's a berry out there called Beauty Berry.
Right.
Which is purple.
Yes.
Would it last? Is that something that I could incorporate in fresh?
I do like using it.
Okay.
You have to cut it before the berries really form.
Right.
That's called calicarpa. I believe is the beauty berry. I have several of them on my property.
Oh, they're beautiful.
They're gorgeous. And they come in different sizes. There's some tinier berries. They will tend to fall off.
That's what I was afraid of.
You can spray some of them with fixative, you know, some kind of a lacquer finish to keep it. It's kind of like hairspray for
plants. To keep it together.
Yes, right.
Yeah. That's a good hairspray for plants. Yes. I like that. But I thought maybe we incorporate something with a garland with some beauty berries in it for her. Do people do a lot of I think garlands are particularly beautiful. When I say garlands, I mean, you can explain better what I mean by a floral garland.
Well, there are a couple different elements. It can be a garland that serpentines.
Okay.
Or it could just be a swag that is, you know, perhaps 3 or 4 feet long that can lay on top of a mantle. Or the table. You can also put it up on, you know, over a door.
What about stairs? Do you ever do going up a banister with, or is it just too delicate to do that?
Well, some, yeah. I find not too many people do stairs as much as they used to. It can be messy.
Right.
Some people use artificial greens.
Right.
You know, I'd almost rather not
do it.
Do it.
I could tell right away when you said it. You're not going to be a good actress because that's totally gave it away when you talked about it.
Right.
My thought was, my theory, when people ask me, as I say, artificial greens, they've gotten better, but I try not.
They have.
Never artificial greens outside. I do not like artificial greens outside.
No, and there's no need for it.
Exactly.
Because they thrive out there, and there's plenty. I mean, after Hurricane Sandy, there's been plenty of snippings to get from your yard
and
anywhere.
Let's talk about holidays and outdoor pots. I have seen Frenchtown in particular. I don't know who does the pots in downtown Frenchtown, but every time I go there for inspiration, sometimes I actually copy because I see things with pots where they put combinations together that are so beautiful for outdoor pots. Any outdoor pots you've done either for people's homes, for parties, or for commercial that you've done unusual?
For winter or for any?
For winter or for the holidays that last through the winter.
Kale is a big one.
Right.
You know, because that, again, taking it from Thanksgiving or
exactly.
your fall harvesty, think of, you know, something, you know, like a soup.
Right.
Put it together.
Right.
The berry, winter berry, anything, if it's outside, it's going to last.
It's going to last, okay.
Right. And you could, you know, let's say you want to bring a little bit more of a metallic look to it.
Right.
But you don't want it completely gold.
No.
Or completely silver.
Right.
You can just touch up the edges. There are plenty of sprays that are for plant material.
And I see people doing wonderful things with pots for the winter time, for the holidays, and then for the winter that passed through, with using other elements like birch branches that are white.
Right.
Then there's another, and it's, I have this in my garden. I didn't plant it, but it's a branch that's normal during the season, and then December it turns red. Do you know what I'm talking about? The stalks turn red?
It could be red twig dogwood.
Yes, it's a red twig dogwood. Exactly.
Right.
And then
they're great.
And
that's a nice burgundy color.
Yeah, and you throw those in the center, and those are terrific. I've even seen urns, black urns, where they just have that and around the base, and they're beautiful.
Right. Exactly. You don't need much.
No, it just creates, you know, you have to have an eye, and you certainly definitely.
And you could put grapevines around it and, you know, perhaps collar it.
Do you like thinking outside the box on purpose in general, just because you don't want to show up with red roses with baby's breath to someone's house?
Oh, but I'll never bring red roses and baby's breath to somebody's house.
I know you won't. That's why
I drive my husband crazy. Yeah, like I can't have anything identical on either side of the sofa or anything like that. I like diagonals versus straight.
Oh, sure. And just to bring something new to the table.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay, well, we're about to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more with Patty Beerwith from Flowers by the River.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Rich Scuderi. I'm a full-service interior designer, been in the industry for 18 years. I have a shop located right here in Flemington, New Jersey, in the Kitchen Expo Plaza, 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. I do everything from just simple color consultations and advice to do full kitchens and baths and additions on homes. With me as my guest today is the lovely Patty Beerworth. She's with Flowers by the River. And tell our listeners how they can contact you, Patty.
Hi. I am located at 74 Main Street in Califon, across the street from the post office. And my phone number is 908-832-9551.
And then also your website, because I have to see your work.
Flowersbytheriver.com.
And then also your Facebook page.
Yes.
Exactly. I tell you, Facebook, I think, is more popular than ever. I get some more
absolutely.
Hits on my Facebook page than I do sometimes on the website, to tell you the truth. So if you're just tuning into the show at this point, you're late. No, but if you're just tuning into the show at this point, we're talking with Patty Beerworth. And one of the reasons I decided to bring a florist in at this point is that Patty is not your traditional florist. She's not going to say, okay, give me a yellow and arrangement and deliver it and so on. I guess she could do that. But what she brings to the table and makes her stand out so much, and the reason I refer her all the time, is she does things that are very unusual, very organic, and very appropriate for your home, things that are statement pieces. So with our last, believe it or not, 10 minutes that we have, it goes by so quickly when we're here. I wanted to talk about just some trends, things that you like, things that are beautiful. I think you have a very good eye. Things that you see that you like to work with, unusual combinations, maybe where you get some of your inspiration. And I think that's good for our viewers. I'd certainly love them to contact you. But even, if you don't always have the budget, look to your garden, look to your vegetable bin in your refrigerator, look to weird places towards to put beautiful things together.
Absolutely. In fact, I'm looking out the corner of my eye.
Okay.
To the left, and I'm seeing this faux plant.
Really bad. I have nothing to do with the design of the
Actually,
space.
It's not bad, but
okay.
There are some real ones that are beautiful. And
right.
That's a aglaonema, I think.
Wow, I'm impressed.
it's striped. It has
right.
burgundy and
right.
cream and green stripes on it.
Right.
You can get it in the real,
right.
alive as well.
Right.
I am great for going over to my plant and pruning slightly, as
right.
with the winterberry,
right.
how we like to prune in nature.
Exactly.
Take some of your plants.
Right.
Take some of the leaves. One leaf Right. You know, that's really dynamic and interesting, whether in shape or color, can just add something to a piece.
Don't you think that foliage is sometimes just as interesting, if not more so, than flowers?
I think more so. Dusty Miller,
right.
Just so many beautiful.
And we sometimes take that stuff for granted. Yes. I've often, when there's nothing in the garden, I have a very small room, if you remember. I have a library room, a very small room, and it's sort of a dark brown color, and I like to always pair it with green. Sometimes I have on the side of my house, I have, which I didn't plant, the first person that lived in my home was really a master gardener, and she gave me a good base, although I certainly haven't kept it up.
Weren't
the way
you lucky?
Yeah, well, I wish I would have kept it up better, but I was lucky. So there were some unusual things there, and she had some great ferns. So sometimes I will just cut fern leaves and put them in a simple simple container, and they suffice. Against the chocolate brown, those green leaves are beautiful.
Yeah, I bet they are. And some more so than others.
Oh, yeah.
Not everything you pick. And when you do pick things from outside, you can't do it in the middle of the day.
No.
You have to do it when the sun is down, when it's cooler.
Exactly.
Condition it when you bring it into the house.
Right.
You know, even put it in the refrigerator for a little period
of time. Do you recommend in your water to put any sort of little bit of bleach or an aspirin tablet? There's so many misnomers about what to put in those things.
I really don't. We do use the floral food, which is, you know, good for feeding certain flowers.
Right.
There are some flowers that have hairier stems.
Right.
That really is not good to have that fortified water.
Oh, really?
Because the hairier stems, such as sunflowers, dahlias, anemone, there's a lot of different flowers that will have a little bit of a fuzzier stem that kind of breeds off of nutrient that is coming from the fortified water.
Water, interesting. Do you have a favorite flower? That must be so hard for you, but do you have a favorite flower? If your husband wanted to surprise you, or you had a big anniversary coming or a birthday or something special, and he wanted to bring some beauty to the house, what would you say that's why you love? That's your favorite flower?
I can't say I really have a favorite flower.
That would be hard, wouldn't it?
Yes. I do love the smell of freesia.
Okay. You know, I don't really know what this... Freesia, I know what it looks like, and I think it's delicate and beautiful, but what is the smell of it like?
Oh, it's just... It's not cloying like some of your...
like stargazer lilies?
Gardenias, even stargazers. But some people... I mean, there are beautiful lilies, and some people will say, no, I can't have that in the house.
Right.
Yeah, you know, just overpowering.
Right.
Freesia is a very delicate scent. And it's not too sweet.
Okay.
I just love it. And I could have a full bouquet with, you know, 20, 25 freesia. And it's not overwhelming. When we get it into the shop, we're processing it. We leave it outside
in
the cooler for a while so that it can open just to the point where we want to use it.
Right.
Then we put it in the cooler to keep it from, you know, going any further as far as opening. And we just love that smell on the counter as that's, yeah, starting to open.
How do you feel about things like pot fillers or doing something with your bases? You did a beautiful, I had a big birthday in April this year, and Patty did my centerpiece, and it was exquisite. And one of the things that you did was to, not only for visual beauty, but to hide the stems, you wrapped beautiful hosta leaves around the base, which I absolutely love.
That was probably a variegated ginger leaf.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Which is yellow and green striped.
Right. Yes. Very appropriate. How do you feel about containers or pot fillers or things in the bases of arrangements that you do?
I like it. Stones, curly willow.
Right.
There's a lot of things. Even acrylic ice cubes.
Okay.
So in January, you're looking for that wintry theme. Something with that looks like ice in the bottom of it.
See, I hear you talking, and what's my appetite to want to do stuff? That's why they got to come see you in your shop or call you and... And if they have a wedding coming up or a bar mitzvah or whatever the event that they have coming up, that to call you because, you know, you create something that's unique where people are going to say, give me that lady's name. That's really something that's different. And that's what you want.
Thank
if you're going to spend the money on flowers, you want to have something that's a statement.
Well, that's right. And I'm passionate about it.
You can tell. And if you love what you do and you're passionate about it, I think people see that there's an energy that's out there that's vibrated from that. One of the things we were talking about the other day, we have a meeting that we're a part of, a business connection meeting, is that I was saying that with when people, for the bereaved, when all the arrangements go out, I prefer to send an arrangement to the house for the family, and to do things that are sort of non-traditional. One of the ones that that stand out in my mind is I did an arrangement for a woman who lost her husband. She loved purples, and I don't forget what we did for the flowers, but I made sure that the base had all limes in it, actual fresh limes in it. So I don't know if that cut the shelf life of Dan, but the cylinder container had beautiful limes in the base, and then the flowers were all in the purples, and boy, was that pretty.
It could be a little acidic for it. Sometimes you'll put a, if you're doing it in a cube,
right,
use a larger cube.
Okay.
And then put a smaller cube inside and line the inside space with those lime slices.
So it doesn't hurt the flowers.
So it doesn't hurt the flowers.
Well, these were whole limes. They weren't cut.
Oh, okay. So then, that's no problem.
They were whole limes. Yeah, they weren't cut.
There were certain fruits that will give off ethylene glasses.
Probably have to cut, it probably cuts down on the time of it, but it certainly did look pretty going in.
Sometimes, if you just need a moment in time for something to look beautiful, go for it.
I find more and more, I love all colors, and obviously what I do, a lot of what I do has to do with painting and color and bringing color together, and that's kind of the forte of my career has been my color choices. Things I've been published in have been basically about color. But I find more and more the beauty and simplicity of white flowers, whites and greens. I just go back to that over and over again for me personally. I love a gardenia for its beauty and its simplicity, but I love white flowers more and more. Do you find people are going to whites and greens?
Yes, and I agree with you.
Yeah.
I do love when people choose a funeral arrangement.
Right.
They'll say, oh, no, not all white, please. That looks, it just looks too common for a funeral, but it isn't.
No, it's very...
It isn't for any day. It's beautiful, and I think by using monochromatic colors,
right,
you're noticing each flower more.
Yeah, because you notice the beauty of the flower.
That's right.
You're right.
Right. When it's too colorful, you can't pick out one particular thing, but when
exactly.
They complement each other in, by being monochromatic.
Are there any tips? No, you're really onto something. Are there any tips for our customers who are our listeners who are looking to do flowers in general that they should maybe avoid, or what you just said, maybe repetition of the same element is a good thing?
Repetition's not, that's fine. Sure.
Any other tips maybe for the listeners?
It's kind of nice sometimes if you just have that one particular, sometimes when I'm designing,
right,
I see one particular thing I want to use.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes my focus.
That's your inspiration?
Theme. That's right. And then I work with other things that will evolve around that, not take away from it,
right,
but help it to stand out.
But work with it.
Sometimes when I see some floral work, I'll see, too many reds and pinks and oranges, and, people will say colorful, but, not necessarily a Mexican hat.
Right, exactly.
You can do colorful even by staying monochromatic.
Oh, sure. Patty, believe it or not, we're at the end of our segment. Any last words for our listeners? I think you do such a good job, and I'd love you to come back again sometime as a guest where we can get into maybe something for when the seasons come, when we get into the fall season or for the holidays, to have you back again.
I'd love to. Yes, thank you.
Any last words?
No, Califon is undergoing a lot of construction right now, but all the businesses are open, and please come and visit us.
Come visit them. They have a great shop. They have beautiful things, beautiful vases, little gift items, cards, some beautiful things in there. Please, and give your address and phone number one last time.
It's 74 Main Street in Califon, across the street from the post office. And the phone number is 908-832-9551. And we look forward to seeing you.
Patty, you're a wonderful guest.
Thank you, Richard, for being
my guest today. Okay, we are going to go to news and weather. And then I will see you back here at 2 o'clock in the station for Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. See you later. Have a great day. Get outside.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Making his last appearance on Comedy Central's The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, President Obama talked everything from Iran, Donald Trump, and healthcare
to Veterans Affairs and Mandatory Public Service. The back and forth was a bit strained when it came to Iran.
This is an adversary. They are anti-American, anti-Israel, anti-Semitic.
Obama called on Americans to make their opinions known about the landmark nuclear deal reached last week with the Islamic Republic. Donald Trump is planning to tour the U.S.-Mexico border this week. The billionaire real estate mogul's campaign staff says Trump will visit the border with U.S. Border Patrol agents, most likely on Thursday at Laredo, Texas. Trump has made illegal immigration a constant theme since beginning his campaign for the GOP nomination last